Secretary of State Colin Powell and Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw have condemned a new media law approved yesterday by Zimbabwe's parliament. The law establishes a state-appointed commission that will issue licenses to journalists. It also places severe restrictions on foreign reporters. Violators face up to 2 years in jail. Passage of the law comes less than 6 weeks before presidential elections in Zimbabwe. NPR's Kenneth Walker is in Johannesburg and neighboring South Africa. Sounds like information control in Zimbabwe.
Oh, it's definitely about controlling the information, Bob. For 2 years now since the government launched its program to seize white-owned farmland and redistribute it to Africans, the government has been determined to control the exceedingly critical local and international press. Step by step, it's taken a whole lot of measures before now, and this new legislation just passed yesterday is just the climax of that.
Was there any opposition to the legislation?
Tremendous amounts of opposition to the legislation, Bob. Both the local press, local human rights groups, international criticism. Most importantly, though, there was opposition within President Mugabe's ruling party. They delayed passage of the bill for 3 weeks, unheard of in a parliament that they control, while one of their leading members, head of their Constitutional and Legal Affairs Committee, denounced the bill as unconstitutional. It passed anyway, but that opposition itself was remarkable.
What led up to the law?
Well, it's the latest in a series of laws that the parliament has passed recently that most critics claim is designed to ensure President Mugabe wins his most hotly contested election due this early March. Just a few weeks ago, security and voting legislation that was passed that most people, most critics, human rights activists described as draconian, makes criticism of the president or his office a crime. Controls the distribution of campaign pamphlets and posters. They have to be approved by the government. So it's the last in a series of bills that the government feels it needs to be able to go into this election.
Well, why is Mugabe so nervous? Is he in danger of losing the election?
By all accounts, certainly by all opposition and civic organization and human rights accounts, he's going to lose it big if it's free and fair. But they claim that this legislation, including this press legislation, is designed to avoid just that. He's also, just in the last year, completely changed the composition of the Supreme Court, most critics say, in an attempt to rebut any challenges, the inevitable challenges to this election. He's very unpopular. The economy is in collapse. Basic commodities, sugar, cooking oil, paraffin, the main cooking fuel, cannot be found at any price in Zimbabwe. Inflation is at something like 100%.
There's opposition, as you say, inside the country for this law. There's outrage elsewhere. Do you think that's going to have any effect on him?
Well, it might at the margins. The bill was amended. There were a couple of concessions made in this bill. Part of the environment were the threats by the Commonwealth and the European Union to impose sanctions. And maybe this carrot-stick approach might prevent the fullest enforcement of this and these other laws before the presidential election. But who knows?
NPR's Kenneth Walker in Johannesburg, South Africa.